I'm Bethany Chafin. Moravian spice cookie truffle with fresh ginger, creme brulee with caramel and hazelnut, saffron curry. These are just a few of the over 150 flavor combinations created by chocolate alchemist Giuliana Dulaney. Dulaney is the owner of Winston-Salem-based Haute Chocolate, now housed at Twin City Hive on Brookstown Avenue. A self-taught chocolatier and baker, Giuliana and her creations have been featured in publications such as Southern Living and on the CNN food blog Eatocracy. Giuliana stopped by to tell me about the art of chocolate making.
I saw a demonstration on how to make chocolate truffles one time, and I thought that I could simplify the process by eliminating all the extra ingredients. And so I went home and started experimenting in the kitchen and eliminated everything except the two main components of chocolate. The chocolate itself and then heavy cream. That's it. And just a lot of experimentation in the kitchen and doing a lot of research and development on my own. I never have watched a YouTube video. I've never read any real books about chocolate making. I just wanted to teach myself how to do it and just learn by doing and making my own mistakes, because I kind of felt like if I'm going to commit to this as a business or anything else, I wanted to make sure that any kind of mistake that I ever came across, I knew how to fix it. And I didn't think that I could accomplish that by reading a book.
Because you simplify, it seems like maybe you were able to go in some fun directions.
Exactly.
With the types of chocolates you were making. Tell me about some of those combinations.
What I wanted to accomplish by simplifying the chocolate making process was being able to infuse different spices and different fruits and stuff from parts of different countries. And the only way I was going to be able to make those flavors pop was to get rid of the fillers. So one of my personal favorite chocolates to make, which I haven't made in a really long time, is our Spring in Saigon, inspired by a drink at Tate's Craft Cocktails. And it has fresh cranberries, fresh lavender, lime zest, and honey in a white chocolate. And I cover it in dark chocolate. And I put the Chinese character for spring on top. But it's just such a complex flavor profile that I think with all the added ingredients, you weren't going to get every component of that chocolate. But I definitely call myself an alchemist because I don't weigh anything. I don't measure any of the ingredients. It's all done by sight. It's all done by taste. No two batches are going to ever taste exactly the same. But that's okay because I make such small quantities of the chocolates that I don't want them to all taste exactly the same.
Giuliana Dulaney is the chocolatier behind Haute Chocolate in Winston-Salem. Her creations can be found at Twin City Hive on Brookstown Avenue, where visitors can also enjoy curated coffees from around North Carolina. This Sunday, July 20th, is the Twin City Hive Artist Market. The market begins at 12 p.m. at 301 Brookstown Avenue and will feature local artisans, including Twin City Hive's two Artists of the Month, Jennifer O'Kelly and Dale Edwards. Their works are currently on display in the shop. For more information, visit our website at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. And to hear more about the craft of making chocolate, tune in to Triad Arts Weekend. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.